This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Big brands are adding social media to their advertising budgets, often placing ads directly with individuals who've built up large followings on sites like Instagram, YouTube, and Vine. But how do companies and these influencers hook up? Reporter Tracy Samuelson explains.
Back in November, the internet fell in love with photos of a little towhead boy napping with his puppy coiled around him. His mom, Jessica Scheiba, posted the photos on her blog and Instagram feed, Mama's Gone City. Suddenly, she was everywhere.
And at that point, I hired an agent.
Well, agent's maybe not quite the right word. She's more of a matchmaker.
You know, when I introduced her to brands or to, you know, PR representatives, I introduced her as being in charge of my sponsorships and partnerships.
Whatever the title, it was clear Scheiba needed help. On Instagram alone, she has nearly 500,000 followers, which draws lots of attention from brands. On the other side of the table, companies need help finding the Scheibas of the internet. These matchmakers can range from independents, like Scheiba's rep, or fancy tech startups. But the questions they help answer are similar.
You know, how do I go about finding the 30 people who are the perfect brand ambassadors for me? And once I find them, how do I get their email address? And once I have their email address, how do I reach out? How much should I be paying them? And how do I know what the return on my investment is?
Rob Fishman is the co-founder of Niche.
Niche, niche, tomato, tomato.
Which helps companies place packages of ads across a handful of social networks. Another company, Relio, focuses exclusively on YouTube ads. Ben Williams is one of Relio's founders.
YouTube's the big dog. Everyone knows that's where you go first.
Williams shows me a video from a deal he brokered. It's sponsored by Squarespace, a company that helps people make websites.
On your mark, get set, go.
The video's producer stages a race between two smartphones, testing their processing speed. But the phones aren't products Squarespace actually sells.
And this is more for sort of brand recognition, like traditional advertising.
Okay, and that has about 330,000 views.
Yep.
From people who have chosen to watch the video, which is the real match companies are seeking. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.